Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am sorry for not giving you the Lust Academy for last week. So we've got a surprise. You're going to get Lust Academy and something new that just came out from the same developer. So, hope you like that. And we will continue Lust Academy. But it's just a little teaser of what we'll be doing afterwards. So I figured it would be cool, you know, and it would make up for the fact that you didn't get Lust Academy. Because I know you guys really like that. I look at the BitChute and MGTOW.TV totals. So, that's close. You know, you can wander around the place. See? Note that night visits are entirely optional. The additional content is not required to complete the game and won't influence your relationship with other characters. I didn't even know you could do all that. Bathroom. Take a shower if you want. You get naked in the bathroom, the shower gets turned on. Knock, knock. What the hell? Who's there? It's me, Audrey. Can I come in? I need to talk to you. Well, I'm kind of naked in here. So? What do you mean, so? Just put a blanket over it, that's all. So I'm going in? Well, I can't argue with that, so... Okay. Hi there. Well, hello there. What do you want? Grim, help me out. I can't think of anything to get Samantha. A present for Samantha? Is there a reason? It's our anniversary. Friendship. Friendship anniversary? Yeah, do you have a problem with that? Seems to be a big deal to her to be so defensive right off the bat. Not on the contrary, sounds cool. I didn't expect you to react that way. Thank you. So what do you recommend? The weirdest thing comes to mind. She likes geisha candy with nougat. Geisha? That's the first time I've heard of it. They were only sold in airports, and that was when we were kids. Well, that's an option. I know someone in Dale who can get all kinds of stuff. Oh, thank you. No problem. You look sleepy. Come on, get up. What the hell? She grabbed my dick. That's a nice one you got there. It's so fleshy. Audrey. I think it's time to go all in. I mean, damn, we're gonna get Audrey scene? That's... Hey, I'm for that. I'm for that. That's what I personally am into. Giving all circumstances, I have all rights to at least try. What? Motherfucker. Ugh. What do you think you're doing? Getting some sweetener for my morning coffee. Oh, shut up. Her lipstick really is sweet. So is her tongue. My cock is as hard as it can be. I hope you can feel this with your hand. All right, I think it's enough for a cup of coffee. All right, I'm off. Bye. Thanks for the advice. You're a good friend. A friend? That did not seem like a conversation between friends. On the other hand, what's wrong with friends with some benefits? I mean, come on now. You help me, I'll grab your cock every once in a while. I don't see a problem with that. What should I do now? By the way, I actually lost my virginity to a friend with benefits. My morning sleep is ruined, and it's still too early for classes. We dated, and we didn't have sex, but then when we became friends with benefits, we did have sex. Funny, huh? Oh, I know. If Victoria's already in her class, I can ask her for a private lesson, like Haley did. After all, she's a teacher of battle magic. It can be helpful in my future duels. Wow, I'm sure lucky today. First, Audrey was kind of nice to me, and now Victoria's here even though it's still early in the morning. Miss Lapice, may I make a request? Of course, Grim, how can I help you? I'd like to ask you for an extra lesson. I think I need to brush up on my skills. That's very commendable, Grim. I'm impressed. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll postpone it for your sake. Let's start immediately. The pose seems to be correct. The ball barely burns your hand. Miss Lapice, what do you think? Don't get distracted by me. Remember to concentrate. I'm concentrating, of course. Ow, shit! I failed again. This is clearly not my day. Miss Lapice, you must think I'm such a loser. Nonsense, Grimm. I'm amazed at your persistence. Really? No wonder her embrace is so comforting. Those breasts are beautiful. Bountiful is the word you're looking for there, sir. Of course, you're very resilient. Other students would have given up long ago, but I have a feeling you can still get the results you want. Shall we try? Her confidence gives me strength. Of course, Miss Lapice. I'm sure I can do it this time. That's the spirit. Show me what you can do. Miss Lapice is obviously pleased with my efforts, but empty effort doesn't impress anyone. Watch, Victoria, as I walk toward greatness. That's it. I feel like this time it's... Damn it. How? Grimm, are you okay? Don't feel bad. It was a worthy attempt. What's the use? I'll never get it no matter how hard I try. Maybe it's just not my thing. It's not like Samantha. Excuse me. I'm not like Samantha. She's good at everything. I'm just a loser. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. I'm sure she's disappointed in me. I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm so ashamed. Come on, Grimm, it's okay. Magic doesn't work for everyone the first time. It took me years to learn many of the spells I know. Years? You? You're not kidding, are you? You're just trying to cheer me up, aren't you? Not at all, it's true. I've never been able to master the Earth's power. An experienced witch, a wizard of the Order of McGonagall, a teacher. And I can't even make a measly ball of mud. Oh no, Miss Lapice. I don't believe that's possible. You're not a believable liar at all. All right, you little rascal, I'll prove it to you. Look. Woohoo! I can't believe... Oh, yeah! I told you you were lying. I knew you could do it. Don't jump to conclusions, Grimm. I feel it's unstable. Nonsense, it's a beautiful spear. Oh, crap! Almost got her. Did you see that? Miss Lapice, that was incredible. Too bad we're all covered in mud now. Or was that the idea? Ha ha ha! You're a joker, Grimm. Somehow I didn't see it coming. It's all mud! Ha ha ha! You almost made it. Whoa! Is Victoria gonna take her blouse off? All her clothes are dirty. You can see why she decided to change. She takes her blouse off, his dick is gonna go to the ceiling. But why in front of me? What should I do? Pretend I didn't see anything? Mr. Grimm, would you mind turning around? Ahem, sure, yes. I'd give anything to see those gorgeous breasts. Wait a minute, what if? Hold on. Well, that was a quick save. I don't want a quick save. Alright, look in mirror. Technically, I'm not violating her request. I'll turn around and look in the mirror. Whose fault is it that there's such a great view? What magnificent breasts you have, Madame Teacher. You're standing there so shyly, as if you were waiting for me to look at you. How often do you undress in the same room as your students? Yeah, it's a good thing I had an extra sweatshirt with me. Don't turn around yet, I'm not done. Okay. Good lord, she's built like Demora Avarice. I'm sorry I got you dirty, but you asked for it. Haha. I hope she doesn't notice my dick in my pants. Well, almost went in her pants, right? Which is where he wanted it to go anyway. Or she'll know I was peeping. That's it, you can turn around. Thank you for agreeing to help me. I can't leave a damsel in distress. That's nice to hear. Thanks again for helping me clean up, Grimm. Without you, it would have taken me all night. Let's continue this some other time. Sure thing. Have a good day. You too, Grimm. Wow, that was far more than I'd ever expected to get from that private lesson. Don't you think so, folks? I think so. It almost felt like a private dance instead, except the part with cleaning. I wanted to talk to Sabrina about that strange creature I saw in the forest. As far as I recall, she has no class right now, so she might be free. Let's find out. Yeah, as I've expected, it's break time. Sabrina is free. I'm sure there's nothing unusual about that mushroom girl for Sabrina, but But for me, I mean, that was in a flesh-eating... That was in a flesh-eating... A flesh-eating mushroom forest, guys. That's what it was. It feels right to talk about with someone wise. Miss Spellman, I wanted to talk to you about something unusual. I think you might find it interesting. Well, you've already intrigued me. Don't keep me in suspense, Grim. What do you want to talk about? Remember that time you and I went to find some ingredients when Lily and... I mean, that was like last... It was like the day before. When Lily and I got lost and found ourselves in that weird mushroom forest? Of course I do. What about it? I can't help but thinking we weren't alone out there. What are you talking about? I saw a girl there. She kept beckoning me and Lily into her arms. Maybe the mushrooms made you hallucinate. No, they didn't. I'm sure she was there. She looked like a mushroom turned into a girl. No way, Grim. A mushroom that turned into a person? There's no such thing. It couldn't be fungal lore, really? I don't quite understand why you're so surprised. I thought there was nothing to be surprised about in the world of magic. What kind of fungal lores are they? Mushroom men. A humanoid race of mushroom men. Mushroom men. But they're really only mentioned in passing in a children's book on fantastic creatures. No one has officially documented their existence yet. Do you realize what this means, Grim? You may have discovered a new species. And if I prove their existence, I'll go down in history? Well, Grimlord the Discoverer, that sounds cool. I'm going on a quest tomorrow. Wait, you're not going to search the woods, are you? Actually, yes I am. Why? The forest is too dangerous for students. You'll get lost again. Right, I'd forgotten how easy it is to get lost out there. Can I borrow your compass, Miss Spellman? The one you broke last time is still being repaired. I should have known better than to give a compass to a freshman. It was a rare and valuable item. Yeah, sorry about that. It's pretty embarrassing, actually. I'll buy you a new one once I discover the mushroom girl and get rich. Ha ha ha, you're funny. There's no need for that. The Academy has already ordered a spare from the Master. Don't rush your research. Wait for the compass. And don't worry about the mushrooms. They've not been seen in 1,000 years. I don't think a couple of weeks will make any difference. You're right. Thanks for the advice, Miss Spellman. Goodbye. Goodbye. Still can't believe I found a new species. I knew that I'm lucky today. Let's see if Haley has cracked the mystery of getting into the secret room. With my fortune, we can get away with anything. Even with breaking into the secret library archives. Hey, Haley. How's it going? Whoa, Grim! I was just coming to find you. Got anything? It seems so. I think I know how to get into the hidden room. Are you serious? Absolutely. Let's go to the library tonight, then. But we should wait till Emily's gone first. I don't think that is too challenging. She doesn't seem to sit there all day long. I wouldn't be so sure. Alright, I need to go. I promised to help Lily with a spell. Okay. And let's meet near the library right after that. Great. Haley? Yes? Just want to say that you're looking beautiful today. Oh, thanks. It's doubly satisfying to hear that from you. See ya. Here you are. Whoa, what do you need this book for? You gave me it in the library. Don't you remember? It's very exciting, by the way. I'm just trying to read more these days. You surprise me sometimes, Grim. I just have the feeling that we'll get lucky today. I like your energy. All right, let's go. Yes! Onwards to adventure! How do you think? Well, what do you think? Has Emily already left? I have no idea. I suggest we sit tight and keep silent. Shh! Uh-oh, she's coming over here. Keep your head down, dummy. It seems that I've checked everything, so I'm done for today. I just can't believe the working day is over. I'm so tired. She's gone? Phew! Well, here we go. Where do we start, then? Should be somewhere around here. I'm sure she keeps coins on the table. There's no other way. Yay, got it. So what's the plan? Wow, plan? Do we really have a plan? Don't we? The idea is that these coins and the statuette that Emily held in her hands are related somehow. Additionally, the symbols on both of them are identical, and I think that I saw the coin slot in this thing. It's like paying a kind of entrance fee in order to open the portal. And where did you see the glowing last time? Somewhere here? Yes, right there. So, let's try and see it then. Wow! We did it! Holy shit! That's how it works. Let's go. What a huge vault. It's full of different magical stuff. To tell the truth, the atmosphere here is very frightening. It's like we're in a horror movie. Grr, look! These jars are so creepy. Seems really strange. No one's touched them for ages. A lot of dust here. Oh, what's going on? What have you done? I don't know, I just moved this bottle. Oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? I have to do something. Think. Ah! Ugh, what the hell is that? Ah, oh, it's not growling. Hey! I read about a protection spell today. Maybe it would work. It's not really a backup plan. Not that I can think of, at least. Oh my god, it works! I did it! Grim, you just saved my life. Do you realize that? I can't believe it's over. It's all over, Grim. You alright? I'll help you up. You're so sweet. I'm very grateful, Grim. I could have died. It's not a joke. Wow, she's kissing him. Kiss her back! It's a wonderful surprise to feel your lips on mine. God darn it, you picked her all the way up. And it feels so good, Haley. All that I want is to be close to you. All I want is to be close to you. Something's bugging me. I can't remember that spell from our textbook. Well, you're a curious one. I mean, I just like to read some supplementary texts in my free time. That's all. Haley, who'd have thought that this random book would save your life? Grim, I'm so sorry. I really underestimated you. I was so blind. Baby, you don't have to feel sorry. Let's get back to our adventure. But for God's sake, be careful, please. I'm sure there are more traps here. We won't get lucky twice. There's something interesting looking over there. Let's go and see then. Sounds reasonable. Are you talking about this box? Yes, there's so many folders in here, and each of them is labeled with someone's surname. Looks like students' files. But I'm confused by this top secret thing. It's so strange that students' documents are so carefully hidden in a room with traps. It's Cordale, baby. There aren't many surnames beginning with the letter B. Bailey, Baines, Baker, Beck, Bell. There it is, the Bloom folder. Oh, I just can't believe it. Wow, so many interesting things. A bunch of yellowed envelopes, some cuts from newspapers. Will the darkness turn to light? Maybe if I study the rest of the folder's contents. No, maybe I'll study the rest of the folder's content and you can read these letters? Sounds good. The main thing is not to break anything. Oh, what's wrong? The papers in the envelopes are blank. Probably written in invisible ink. Okay, we'll figure it out later. I found something interesting here. Look, this is a report from the crime scene. Just listen. The son of famous Arnold Bloom turned out to be a warlock. As a sacrifice for an insane ritual of black magic, he killed his friend. After that, he committed suicide. What? You think it's about Hans and Elijah's brother? Maybe. But something is wrong. There are a lot of sweet lovey-dovey messages. That's not really the way best friends usually communicate, let's be honest. Plus, black magic is not as easy to study as it seems. In any case, the guys needed a mentor in order to get around the filters. Filters? Magic activity filters. They protect Cordale. Ah, it's all so confusing. But it's too late to get out of this story. Yeah, there's no way back. I think we should deal with all these materials first and find a way to read the letters. I don't think anyone will notice if I take this folder for a couple of days and then safely return it. Let's go then. We've already found a ton of clues. Take my hand. Tomorrow will be a hard day. We should get some sleep. Don't forget about the traps. You're so caring, Grim. I really appreciate it. Well, thanks for the adventure. It's really exciting. I feel so alive right now. I should be the one saying thank you, not you. Without you, none of this would have been possible. See you tomorrow. Yeah, see ya, baby. Whee, that's so cute. Thank you. You're always welcome. Wow, that was like Mission Impossible. But we did it. And I'm not even that tired. Maybe I should go and talk to someone else. I think I've heard Audrey and Sam downstairs. Hi, girls. Hi there, Grim. Yo, and these two are together as always. Sam, you promised we could talk today. Alone. Oh yeah, sure. Audrey, can Grim and I go to our room for a while? Yeah, sure, maybe I'll even join you. There's nothing to do here anyway. It's kind of a private matter. Yeah, it's about Dawn, my foster father, and her father.
Yes.
Sure, whatever. I'm just gonna go hang out on the phone here, that's all. Thanks, sweetie. I'll be right back. Come on, Grim. What are you standing there for? Get in the bed. Whoa, Samantha, we're not teenagers anymore. When you playfully call me to the bed, thoughts start popping into my head. Earth to Grim, over. Sorry, I was thinking. You've done such a beautiful job of decorating this place. Thank you. Let's get down to business. How much do you know? Sam, it doesn't work like that. You think I don't watch detective movies? What are you talking about? I'm not gonna tell you what I know, or you're gonna lie to me. Or you'll be selective with the truth. You're a fool. Did you really think I'd be like that? You lied to me before. You're right, I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. About what? You're both very close to me, Grim. I didn't mean to deceive you. I just didn't tell you everything. Get to the point, Sam. I'm not mad at you, so stop making excuses. I will. You're right. I wanted it to be quick, and now I'm dragging it out. As I'm sure you probably figured out by now, Audrey is not human.
What?
How'd I know that? I can't act surprised or she'll know I didn't know. And I'll never know the truth. Shit, she's not even from our world. Go on. Audrey is a succubus who feeds off the magical powers of living things.
Well, I've had worse. Mostly mine.
So that's what it was. That wasn't sex, she was eating me. That's fucked up. Are you okay? Yeah, just listening to you carefully, go on. And because of that, you had a ruptured ligament?
Apparently.
And how long has this been going on? Is it voluntary, or are you her slave? Does anyone else know? Damn it, Samantha, I have so many questions. I've noticed. It's been going on for 2 years. No one knows. I volunteered to help her. She's all alone here. It's fucked up, you know that, right? Why? Victoria said the injury could happen again. You can't put that kind of stress on your ligaments. Is there any other way? I refuse to leave Audrey. She can't survive without me. She'll suck up to someone else. I don't want that. Okay, fine. What if we don't have to leave her? What are you saying? Is there another way? I could be a second donor! What? You? Think about it. We'd keep her secret and reduce the strain on your ligaments. Yeah, but I can't make this decision on my own. I have to talk to Audrey about it. I don't know when I can tell her yet. I need her to trust you, you know? Of course, I understand that. Sure, I don't think that's gonna be a problem. You talk to her, I'll wait. Thank you, Grim. I'm always here for you, Samantha. I've got to get back to Audrey. She's bored there. I need some time to digest this information. See you later. Sam, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, come in.
Or, yeah, come on. Shit, I can't hear them from here. I wonder what they're muttering about. Is it about me? So, sorry, we're going to our room. We should study before class.
Yeah, I figured.
I'll see you later. Strange, has Sam already told her that I know?
Nah, she'd look more worried.
So why did they leave? I don't buy that studying bullshit. They look too happy for the people who were going to study, especially Audrey.
Could it be?
No, I don't believe it. Samantha would not get and feed that beast right after she told me. Holy shit, Samantha is packing.
Good lord!
Or would she? What else could they be doing? Oh, how could she be so stupid? I know they're friends, but shit, why can't I stop thinking about it? After all, it's not my problem. I've warned her, and I've given her options. Could it be that she does not want to share Audrey with me? But why would she willingly risk her powers? I saw how crushed she was when she thought she'd lost them.
No, right. She wouldn't do that. I'm sure it's something else. Sorry. Maybe they are, I don't know, talking about boys. Or trying their new underwear on. It's too good to be true. I wish I could sneak a peek. Ring, ring. Oh shit, my phone.
Hello? Yes, of course. No, don't.
Shh.
No, not you, Mr. Director. Of course, I'll come right over. I'm starving, Sammy. You promised. I know I did, I'm sorry. But the director's on the phone. It's urgent. I'll try to come back soon. Behave yourself. I'm not responsible for myself. Where did Sam run off to? And why is she so excited? Should I go ask Audrey? Knock, knock, can I come in? Come in! Come in, of course! As much as we made so many wonderful jokes about Starless, was it, what was her name? I can't remember. No, Marika. Marika! It was Marissa and Marika. As much as we liked the jokes and Starless and the, whatever that guy's name was, I prefer to be a woman. We're not doing no food of shit today. Sorry, folks. It ain't fitting to happen. Ain't gonna be no pigging. No Jack Murphy, that's his name. No Jack Murphy shit. But I like that they give people options. Oh, wow. Why is she in her underwear? Did they really measure? Can't say I mind, but... Come closer, baby. Sure. Grim, you know, you look so appetizing in this light. Excuse me? I'd love to lick you. Okay. What are you doing to me? You're serious, aren't you? I couldn't be more serious. Prove it. It's my turn. Like this? Fucking hell, that tickles. I didn't know it could be so nice. Now let's get down to business. Well, I don't think she's kidding. I don't know what got into you, but I'm all yours, baby. That's better. I thought you didn't have the guts. Audrey always seems so cocky. But when she's on her knees like that, there's no trace of that image. Wow. I have to admit, it's a great dick. But it's not hard enough. I've got to fix that now. Oh, I can tell she knows how to handle a dick. I feel her languid breath on my head. That feels good, but that's not what I was expecting. I can jerk myself off, Audrey. Ho ho ho, you're finally breaking out your confident voice. That's better. I wish I could put my dick in her mouth more often so I wouldn't have to listen to the rudeness. Boom! What a thrill. I can't wait to suck it properly. Get ready for an unforgettable blowjob. What's gotten into her? It's like she's off the chain. Am I really that irresistible? Enough talking. You couldn't wait, so suck it properly. Oh yes, like that. Let's see what you can do. That's what I like. Work with your tongue too. Yeah. It's a better way to say that. Ah. What is that incredible feeling? How did she learn to use her tongue in such a cool way? I wonder if this is her best. Perhaps she should be encouraged. Here's an idea. Babe, that feels good, but I thought you wanted to suck my dick, or is that all you can do? Okay, up close and personal on that. You have no idea what I'm capable of, but we're gonna fix that. So show me. Her mouth feels like it's designed for cocks. I've never felt so much pleasure from a blowjob. Ugh! Oh yes! Just like that! You're a natural. So good. Wow. Okay. There we go! I never thought oral sex could be so... I underestimated Audrey. What are you? Relax and enjoy yourself. Okay, I'm all for it. But what an unusual feeling. It's like she's still sucking even now. But why am I so uncomfortable? It's like I ran a marathon. Oh man, I need a break. Audrey, baby, hold up. Let me catch my breath. I'm gonna pass out. Hmm? Whatever you say, but we're just getting started. You don't know what you're giving up. Do I? What am I giving up? You're about to find out. I think I felt better once she stopped sucking. I need to pull myself together. I don't want to get my face dirty. What do you think? You can feast your eyes. What? Feast your eyes on these would be better. I have no words. Well, I have a few, but I don't know how to say them. Those tits are fucking juicy. Well, he says so fucking juicy. Okay? Pick your jaw up off the floor, boy. Watch and enjoy. Oh, that's very realistic, Jiggle. I never thought they would get to that in games. There, that, yeah. Audrey, yeah, that's pretty realistic. I mean, there's still some slow in the animation, but they're getting there. Oh, Audrey, I could watch this forever. Certainly could. It's quite good, but there's a little stop in the animation. If you notice, it stops and then... But it's not bad. That's a normal reaction. Few people can take their eyes off of them. You men are so predictable and so delicious. But I don't think I'm using you. My body craves a man's caress. Not just my breasts, but everything below is yours. Let's start with those beauties, if that's what you want. And then we'll think about everything else. Oh my gosh, please fuck me. Sure! Of course I do. What kind of question is that? I'm not wrong about you, Grim. She's really doing it. What a cute view. Do you realize how lucky you are? How? Someone like you to get me? Think of it as winning the lottery. Like, do you like your prize? Although I can see that I do. Oh, Audrey, I can't take my eyes off you. Of course you do. I don't know why, but I'm getting pretty tired. And I feel like the room's a little blurry in front of my eyes. Relax, it'll pass. It's just a little stuffy in here. Hurry up and take your shirt off so you'll feel better. And let's get down to business. Come here, handsome. I miss the warmth of your arms. What a strange thing she's doing. It's like she's instinctively trying her best to lure me into bed. Am I really that attractive? The last time I had this kind of excitement around me was when I played sports. What are you standing there for? Good Lord. You do realize this is the happiest moment of your life, right? You're right. All this talking around the bush is going to make my dick fall off. It's time to get down to business. Yeah, I didn't think you'd be that easy to get. Come here. I don't want to see such a beautiful boner go to waste. Welcome, my hero. Come in to me. There she is. Staring and stern Audrey, spreading her legs and begging me to come in. I'm coming. Her body is all tense and her pelvis is trembling with lust. You can feel her longing for it. Why am I so tired? Okay, get it together, Grim. We can't be dirty. So, are you ready? I've been ready for a long time. Don't keep me in suspense. What are you ready for? I don't know. Ask me properly. Fuck you. Fuck me like you've never fucked anyone before. Oh yeah, it's so fleshy, she keeps saying. You like that? You bet I do. My hole is stretched to the limit. Oh, baby, every inch of your body turns me on. Please go deeper. She's so slutty. I like that. I won't keep the lady waiting. Okay, not bad, not bad. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's it. She seemed desperate for a good fuck. Mm-hmm. That's it, just like that. Mm-hmm. Mmm. So good. Mm-hmm. Feels like we're gucking for ages now. Should be fucking, but you know. There we go. The renders in this are really good. Something's starting to make me queasy. Shit. It's hard to concentrate on sex. Would you like to change positions? For a change? Phew, well, I could. Despite my slight fatigue, I'm ready to continue. Maybe it would be easier if I lay down. You look a little frail. Will your boner hold up? Of course it will. Lie on your side with your back to me. Oh, you're taking the reins? I like that. I love a man with balls.
Wait, not so fast. Don't come in. Are you sure? Did something happen?
No, everything's fine. I want to look into your eyes when you come in. Strangely, that sounds too romantic for Audrey. But I kind of like it. Oh, Audrey. Now just breathe. Ah, it's happening again. It's like she's feeding off my magical powers.
Are you ready to get your huge cock back in my hole?
Oh, I guess. I'm not sure. What was that all about? My head is spinning. Hey, stop whining and ask questions, okay? And asking questions, okay?
You know what I want you to do.
Fuck me.
Oh, alright.
Good lord, it's got about 4 or 5 inches larger than what I saw in previous renders. How can I refuse such a request?
That's better.
Oh yeah. I have to ignore the dizziness. It's too nice to stop. Here I go. I can feel the pleasure ripple through her body. Yes, just like that. So good. Don't stop. Fuck me harder. Oh, yes, that's it. Your cock fills me completely. It feels so good. I'm about to have an orgasm. I can do this. I'm almost there. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, we've got some more renders. Okay. This is a multi-rendered scene here. I'm done. That was incredible. It's strange that she's not even close to me. How much longer are you gonna take? Finish it already. To be honest, I'm not even close yet, baby. Why should that be my problem? Get it out.
But,
get it out, I said. What the fuck? Then I'll need your help to come. Don't count on a blowjob. I'm tired. And you already got more than you deserve tonight. If it helps, you can jerk off to me. But hurry up, I've got a lot to do. So much for Audrey using me as a dildo on her feet. Now, your whims don't make it go any faster. Damn it, I should be at my limit by now, and I hardly feel any pleasure. What a bummer about this dry humping. Something's wrong. I'm passing out from fatigue and dizzy. It's hard to concentrate. I wonder how that happened. Maybe you don't have enough vitamins in your system. Are you kidding me? No, but I'm about to start. Because your dick is getting a little sluggish. Seems like you've had a rough day. You know, it happens. Wait, I need to get my head together. Oh no, that's no good. Stop wasting my time. Why are you so rude? You already came, so what's it to you? Besides, it's the first time. I usually have no problem getting a hard on. That's what all you men say. Oh, come on now. Once a year and the stick shoots. Although yours didn't even shoot, it just aimed. That's not fair. My nickname is... Stop wasting my time, Grim. Get out of here. You can jerk off somewhere else. Fuck you, Audrey. What? Whoa, what a relief. I've been waiting a long time for this. You heard what I say. Ciao. Shit, I can't believe she kicked me out. And why would I not come for so long? Has she drained all my manhood away? Those fucking succubuses. I need to think of a way to protect myself from getting too tired next time. But first, I'll get some sleep. Here we go again. One more day of this life. Why do I feel so crushed every morning? I'm actually not a morning person, but I do need to do something about that. Maybe taking a shower will help me feel better. So much better. Starting to feel alive again. Indeed, water does wonders. Wait, is it just me, or somebody has just come in? Sam, what are you doing here? Gosh, Grim. Whoa, Sam, you are so blushing. You must have been really surprised to see me here. Sorry for asking, but has anyone taught you to lock the door when you're gonna undress? I was just too sleepy for that. That doesn't sound right. What are you doing? Gonna wash my face. It doesn't bother you that I'm standing here naked? Are you serious? We've been living under one roof for a long, really long time. Don't you realize I've already seen everything you want to hide? Don't you also remember when I came into your room in the morning and saw... Oh, God, stop. I was just planning to enjoy trickles of water all alone. Come on, sweetie, be kind. I just want to get cleaned up. I don't want to wait till you're done. Okay, okay, go do your thing. But don't you think it's a little unfair? What do you mean? I just have to be here without my clothes and feel very awkward because of that. Whereas you're completely dressed. Let's see, what do you suggest then? I don't even know what to say. Maybe you can take off some of your clothes. Just to level the playing field. It sounds really weird, but I have to admit it's more than a fair deal. Okay then, am I still sleeping? Is this not a dream? The size of her boobs is impressive! And how smooth they are! Well, I think that's more than enough. And you call it a fair deal? What's wrong? I'm standing here with no clothes and you just take your robe off! Okay, okay, are you feeling more comfortable now? Yes, that's much better. How's your shower? Is the water warm enough? Yeah, it's completely fine. I just feel like you're more into exploring my body than into the process of showering. I can literally feel your gaze on my skin. Sorry, I'm just lost in my thoughts. I'll pretend that I believe you. Come on, Sam, let's be honest. It's impossible not to admire the view of your body. And you know perfectly well that you're looking very good in that lingerie, don't you? I guess so. I'm flattered, of course, but it's weird to hear such things from you. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay, I finished my skincare routine. When was the last time we were all alone in the bathroom together? Do you need any help there? Yeah, can you help me scrub my back? I always have trouble with that. Sure. Something like that? Yeah, and a little bit lower. Is it just me, or is she starting to breathe rapidly? Oh, perfect. Thank you. Is it my turn now to feel your gaze on my skin? Now we're even. Anyway, I need to go, and please don't forget to lock the door, okay? I'll try. But I don't regret that the door was open when you came, because our meeting today gave me a lot to think about. Yeah, I feel the same. Maybe we should do this more often. Haha, we'll see, honey. Have a nice day. You too. That was strange. It never happened when we were at her parents' house. Maybe a coincidence, or maybe she finally sees me as a man and not her childhood friend. Anyway, I have to get going. I want to talk to Audrey before classes. And then we're going to stop it here. I gave you a little bit more than we normally do because there was an actual Audrey scene, which was interesting. I liked it. I know you did too. And don't worry, more Lust Academy is coming, but we have a surprise. So just wait a few minutes and it'll be up. Or, you know, it might have already been up. But, you know, if you're new, if you're seeing us just now, you get the idea.